The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 10, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 23rd, 1975, in Los Angeles.
Translation. Sometimes one who is very alert not to commit sinful acts is victimized by sinful life again. If one atones for the sins after committing them, but then repeatedly commits the same sins, his atonement is a useless process. Indeed, it is like the bathing of an elephant, for the elephant fully cleanses itself, but then throws dust all over its head and body as soon as it returns to the land.
Kachit nivartati avadrat, kachit charati tatpuna, prayasittam atho apartham manne kunyara saujava. Parikrit Maharaj, his devotee, he knows what are these material activities. Punapunachar vitacharmana na. This word is used here, puna. Puna means again and again. Charvita charvanana matinna krishne parato sato va mitho vipaddita grihabhritana avadanta gobhi visatang tamisam puna puna charvita charvanana. This is the statement of Prahlad Maharaj, that grihabhritana, those who have concluded that we shall live in this material world and become happy here by adjustment, they are called grihabhritana. Or those who have concluded that we shall live very happily in family life and trying to be happy, and failure, and again trying, and again trying. This is called punapunacharvicharva. Just like a father engages his son in the same way, the same family life, same business life, same working day and night, but he does not think that I was a married man, I got children, I have got business, I have got car, whether I have become happy. That he does not conclude. That again I am engaging my son in the same business. So why shall I be unhappy if my son has joined the Krishna consciousness movement? No, he wants, please come home and again be doing the same thing which I have done and I am frustrated. You do the same thing and be frustrated. This is called punapunacharvitacharma. Nobody will advise. His son will become hippie, he'll tolerate. This is modern fashion. And if he joins Krishna consciousness movement, he is unhappy. Because he wants that my son also be doing the same thing. That is called punapunacharvitacharvana. The world is going like that. They are chewing the truth. We are teaching Krishna consciousness movement that what you will gain by this material way of life, just try to understand Krishna and then you'll get the greatest benefit. Takta deham punarjanma naiti. The all troubles which are suffering, that is due to our accepting this material body, that they do not know. They do not know, except this material body, anything. Jasya atma buddhi kunapi iti dhatuke saiva gokha. So, it is Parikshit Maharaj, he is very intelligent devotee, he is criticizing this atonement process. Whole week I've done all sinful activities, and on Sunday I go to church and pay some fine, and again from Monday I begin my business. Puna puna, again and again. So, this business will not help us, because I may commit some sinful activities and repenting, I pay some fine or some prayaschitta, but my heart is not clean. That is required. The heart is filled up with all dirty things. What it will give me benefit if formally I give some fine as atonement? Parikshit Maharaj is rejecting this process. This will not help. And he has given very good example, Kunjara Sauchabhat. From nature we can study so many things, very instructive. Krishna has made the nature in such a way that any intelligent man, if he studies simply the nature without going into school or college, he becomes a very learned man. If he has got the capacities to study nature. So such a nature, a natural instance, example is cited, Kunjara Sauchabhat. Kunjara means elephant. Elephant is a very big animal, and it takes bath in the lake, very nicely, washes the body. Then as soon as he's come on the bank, immediately takes some dust and throw it over the body. Those have seen elephants. This is their nature. So these people may be very big man, very big animal, but their intelligence is lacking. The intelligence is that why I am put into miserable condition of life. That is intelligence. That intelligence was found in the life of Sanatana Goswami when he first met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his spiritual master. The first question was that I am considered as very learned scholar and very good administrator. Brahma vyavahare kahai pandit satya kari mani. Some my ignorant friends, they call me, I am very big man, very learned man, but apunar hita hit kichu nahi jani. Unfortunately, I do not know how to get out of this material condition of life. I do not know. So that is the position, everyone. We are big, big scientists, big, big philosophers, big, big statesmen, politicians, but I do not know why I am forced to die. Big, big scientists, they are discovering so many things, but he cannot discover something which will stop his death. That is not possible. Punapunacharvita-charvanana. We may attempt so many things, but if we do not know how to stop the mental activities which is prone to commit sinful activities, that is our first business. That cannot be done by any other means except Krishna consciousness. Except Krishna consciousness, it is not possible to control the mind. If you can, that it is the business of everyone. If he wants to be the first class man in the society, Brahmana, the qualification is Sama, Dama, Sattam, Saucham, Titikha, these are the Brahmins. Sama means controlling the mind. Even Arjuna, he said to Krishna, when Krishna is teaching him the process of mystic yoga and control the mind, 5,000 years ago, Arjuna, a person like Arjuna, he's not ordinary person, he's talking with Krishna. So, still he says, my dear Krishna, this is not possible for me. I am a family man and a politician. I cannot control my mind. It is not possible. So nowadays, after 5,000 years, when Arjuna thought himself incapable of controlling the mind by the so-called yogic process, how it is possible now this world has so much deteriorated to practice this meditation and yoga process and control the mind? It is impossible. That is not possible. It is simply humbug. You have to, therefore, Shastra gives us the instruction, Krite Jadhyayato Vishnu. Krite, meaning the Satya Yoga, when man used to live for 100,000 years. Just like Valmiki Muni, he underwent meditation for 60,000 years. And he attained success. So it was possible. Krite, in the Satya Yuga. Satya Yuga was the first beginning of millennium. Satya Yuga exists for 1800,000 years. And then Treta Yuga for 1200,000 years. Then Dwapar Yuga 800,000 years. Now it is Kali Yuga. It is 400,000 years. And the duration of life in Satya Yuga was 100,000 years. And the Treta Yuga, it was 1,000 years. No? 10,000 years. And in the Dwapar Yuga, 1,000 years. And now it is 100. That is also not all. But this age is not suitable for yogic meditation. That is not possible. Therefore, Shastra gives us an instruction that self-realization, which was possible in the Satya Yuga by meditation, the same thing was made possible in the Treta Yuga. Kriti Jadhyayato Vishnu Tritang Jajato Makhai, by performing big, big sacrifices. That is Treta Yuga. And Kriti Jadhyayato Vishnu Tritang Jajato Makhai Dapare Parichajyayang Dapar Yuga, and by worshipping the deity. Therefore, in India you will find so many temples, because this is coming from Dwapar Yuga. So, Kalau Tath Hari Kirtana, this age, Kali Yuga, the age of quarrel and fight and misunderstanding. This is called Kali Yuga. In this age, this is the only means. Hari Kirtana. The Sankirtan movement is Hari Kirtana. Hari Kirtana. Kirtan means chanting about the glorification of the Lord. Hari Kirtana. And this is also confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kalau Dosanidhi Rajan Asti Jiko Maharaguna Kirtanadiva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parang Braja. So this is recommended. And similarly, about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is statement in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Tisha Krishnam, Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam, Sanga Panga Asta Parsadam, Jaggai Sankirtanai Prayai Jajanti Sumedha. Therefore, our first duty is to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We get the deity in the first, we offer our obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with his associate. And then, Guru Gauranga, then we offer Radha Krishna or Jagannath. So, because this is the process of Kali Yuga. Jaggai Sankirtanai Prayai Jajanti Hi Sumedha. If you perform this Sankirtan, simply this process, as many times as possible, before Lord Chaitanya, then your success is guaranteed. You don't require anything else. This is recommended. Jaggai Sankirtanai Prayai Jajanti Hi Sumedha. Those are intelligent, they catch up this easy method of self-realization. The more you chant, then the cleansing process of the heart goes on very nicely. Chita darpano marjanam. This is recommended. Chita darpano, this is the first, because our spiritual life does not begin unless cheta darpana marjana, unless the mirror of the heart is cleansed. But this is the easiest process. If you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra in ecstasy, the first benefit will be that your heart will be cleansed. Then you can see what is your position, what you are, what is your business. If your heart is unclean, then, so that uncleanliness of heart cannot be cleansed by this process, atonement. That is not possible. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is very intelligent. He said, prayaschittam athu apartham. Apa means negative. And artham means meaning. It has no meaning. He immediately rejects the prayaschittam apartham. What benefit is there? He remains unclean. He does not cleanse his heart, core of heart. In the core of heart, he has got all the dirty things. How I shall cheat, how I shall make black market, how I shall enjoy senses, how I go to prostitute, I will drink. These things are packed up. So, simply by going to the temple or to the church and make some atonement, it will not benefit. One has to take seriously to this method, Sankirtanam, Chita Darpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahada Bhagavinidma. The first installment is that it cleans your heart. The next installment is Bhava Mahadavagni Nidbapanam. If your heart is cleansed, then you can understand what is your position in this material world. And with a dirty heart, you cannot understand. If your heart is clean, then you can understand that I am not this body. I am spirit soul. So what I am doing for me, I am spirit soul. I am not this body. I am soaping over this body, but as I am starving. This is going on. The material civilization means that taking care of the body and no information of the soul which is within the body. This is material civilization. And our Krishna consciousness movement is not so much attention for the body, but full attention for the soul. This is Krishna consciousness. Just opposite. Therefore, they cannot understand. this movement. It is completely spiritual movement. It is not material movement. Therefore there is sometimes mistake that your people are weak in health, they are becoming this and that. They do not eat meat, so vitality is less. No, we are not concerned with the vitality. We are concerned with the spiritual life. Therefore, they sometimes misunderstand. So anyway, people may understand or misunderstand, it doesn't matter. You go on with your kirtan and make guarantee that there is no more material life. Thank you.